Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder, and the Masechus Kedushin, Daf Nun, the second parak Ish Makadish. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Yisrael, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, Havidvarim Shebolev, his thoughts or intentions in his heart, Vidvarim Shebolev Enim Dvarim, and unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. Although a person can be forced to agree to bring a carbon he vowed to bring, this does not prove that his unstated wish not to bring it is not recognized. Rather, we're certain that, in truth, the person wants to obtain the atonement afforded from his carbon, and his final agreement reflects his true state of mind. Similarly, when one is forced to divorce his wife when he is required to, the get is valid even if he intentionally refused to divorce her. This too does not prove that his opposition to divorcing is immaterial, because we're certain that he truly wishes to do what the rabbis instruct him to do. Ultimately, a proof is brought from a Mishnah discussing someone who sent the shliach to fetch coins and spend them for him, and the money turned out to be hektish. Although the owner says he intended for different money to be used, the owner is liable for me'il because his unexpressed intentions are immaterial. Point number two, the third Mishnah on the Daf teaches that if someone was mekadesh for less than a pruta, and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married. Shemakom is kedushin on Rishon and Shalach because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new kedushin money. When someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted kedushin, Rav Huna says, Choshishin loisivonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as kedushin. This is different from the Mishnah, where kedushin was previously attempted, albeit unsuccessfully, and we assume that he erroneously relied on his first kedushin. Rav Papa said that where people customarily are mekadesh before sending gifts, we're concerned that gifts sent before kedushin are actually intended as kedushin. And the Gemara adds that this is so even if a minority of people do the reverse. If they usually send gifts before kedushin, we're not concerned that gifts were sent for kedushin. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadesh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadesh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha of Achosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, Enam Mekadashos, neither woman is married. Rami Racham initially explains this based on a pasuk, Isha El Achosa Oitikach Litzror, do not take a woman in addition to her sister, making them rival wives, which teaches that if he attempts to marry both at once, no kedushin takes place at all. Rava rejects this drasha because the Torah teaches that relations with a second sister are punishable by karas, which would not be the case if a kedushin was ineffective with either. Rather, the pasuk discusses marrying one sister after the other, so the first marriage took effect, and our Mishnah's ruling is based on Rava's principle, kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other, afil b'bas achazeno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any kedushin. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Yisrael, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, Havidvarim Shebolev, his thoughts or intentions in his heart, Vidvarim Shebolev Enim Dvarim, and unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. Although a person can be forced to agree to bring a carbon he vowed to bring, this does not prove that his unstated wish not to bring it is not recognized. Rather, we're certain that, in truth, the person wants to obtain the atonement afforded from his carbon, and his final agreement reflects his true state of mind. Similarly, when one is forced to divorce his wife when he is required to, the get is valid even if he intentionally refused to divorce her. This too does not prove that his opposition to divorcing is immaterial, because we're certain that he truly wishes to do what the rabbis instruct him to do. Ultimately, a proof is brought from a Mishnah discussing someone who sent the shliach to fetch coins and spend them for him, and the money turned out to be hektish. Although the owner says he intended for different money to be used, the owner is liable for me'il because his unexpressed intentions are immaterial. Point number two, the third Mishnah on the Daf teaches that if someone was mekadesh for less than a pruta, and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married. Shemakom is kedushin on Rishon and Shalach because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new kedushin money. When someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted kedushin, Rav Huna says, Choshishin loisivonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as kedushin. This is different from the Mishnah, where kedushin was previously attempted, albeit unsuccessfully, and we assume that he erroneously relied on his first kedushin. Rav Papa said that where people customarily are mekadesh before sending gifts, we're concerned that gifts sent before kedushin are actually intended as kedushin. And the Gemara adds that this is so even if a minority of people do the reverse. If they usually send gifts before kedushin, we're not concerned that gifts were sent for kedushin. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadosh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadosh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha of Achosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously. Enu Mekudashos, neither woman is married. Rami Racham initially explains this based on a pasuk, Isha el Achosa Oiti Kachli Tzror. Do not take a woman in addition to her sister, making them rival wives, which teaches that if he attempts to marry both at once, no Kedushin takes place at all. Rava rejects this drasha because the Torah teaches that relations with a second sister are punishable by karas, which would not be the case if a kedushin was ineffective with either. Rather, the pasuk discusses marrying one sister after the other, so the first marriage took effect, and our Mishnah's ruling is based on Rava's principle, kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other, afil b'bas achazeno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any kedushin. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun, and her standard Siman is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting kedushin with two sisters at the same time. Once again, in slow motion. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight? That must be Maran Daf Nun. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Israel, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, HaBedvarim Shebalev, his thoughts are intentions in his heart. Vedvarim Shebalev, Einim Dvarim. And unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. So the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts, which reminds us, the third mission the Dove teaches, that if someone was Mekadosh for less than a pruta and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married, Shemachmas Kedushin HaRishon Mishalach, because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new Kedushin money. When someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted Kedushin, Rav Huna says, Hoshishin Lisibonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as Kedushin. So, the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting Kedushin with two sisters at the same time, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mekadosh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadosh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha Valchosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, Enu Mekudashos, neither woman is married. This is based on Rabbi's principle, Kol She'enu B'zeh Achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other. Afil B'bas Achazeno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent Kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any Kedushin. So once again, the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting Kedushin with two sisters at the same time. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazar. Daf Mem Vav. So the simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The sad cowboy schlepping a cow. Cow? That must be more in Daf Mem Vav. The sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge, which reminds us, it was stated in the Gemara that in a case where katana accepted kedushin without her father's knowledge, Rav said that either she or her father can prevent the kedushin by objecting to it. Rav Asi said that only the father can object. Rav Asi challenged from a brisa about a mafata seducer, which derives that the girl can also object to marrying him. So the sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge and then failed to successfully mekadosh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who says, Yizkach li b'tamar zu, become married to me with this date, then says, become married to me with the second one, they're separate acts of a kedushin, and one of the dates must have a pruta's value to affect kedushin. But if he said, become married to me bazu, 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 with this one and this one and this one, it's a single act, and they can combine to a pruta's value. The mission concludes that if she ate the dates as she received them, they do not combine to a pruta's value. So the sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge and then failed to successfully mekadosh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, ended up giving kedushin money to a sister which she could keep because he was really just giving her a gift, which reminds us regarding one is Mekadosh's sister, which is not effective. Rav says, Ma'uz Chozrim, the money must be returned to him. Shmuel says, Ma'uz Matana, the money is a gift. Rav explains that every man knows that Kedushin is not effective with his sister, and therefore he must have decided to give her to her as a deposit to be returned. He didn't tell her as much because he thought she would not agree to accept the deposit. Shmuel explains that since he knew Kedushin is ineffective, he intended it as a gift, and he didn't tell her so because he thought she would be embarrassed to accept a gift. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Siman Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The young woman who ran into the diamond-studded maze. Maze? That must have worn Daf Mem Zayin. The young woman who ran into the diamond-studded maze when she was embarrassed to ask for the missing dinar from the man who was makadosh for the mana and only had 99 dinarim, which reminds us. Rav Huna explained to Braisa is discussing one who says, be married to me with a mana, 100 dinarim, and the coins were found to be missing one dinar. The Tanakhama holds it's embarrassing for the woman to demand the final dinar from him, and she's not confident she'll receive it, so her agreement to Kedushin is deficient. The other Tana maintains she's not embarrassed to demand it. Regarding a sale, however, all agree that the seller is comfortable demanding his full payment. So, the young woman who ran into the diamond-studded maze when she was embarrassed to ask for the missing dinar from the man who was makadosh with a mana and only had 99 dinarim, passed a desperate borrower looking for his loan money he lost there before any of it had been spent. Which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokes if an unspent loan belongs to the lender or borrower. Rav taught that loan money belongs to the borrower, that is only after he begins to spend it. Before any of it was spent, however, the lender retains ownership of the money such that he can track the loan and demand it back. Similarly, if the money is lost or stolen, the lender would suffer the loss. Rav disputed this last point and said that even if the money belongs to the lender, the borrower is still responsible for any loss, just as someone who borrows an item to use in return is responsible for all mishaps. So the young woman who ran into the diamond-studded maze when she was embarrassed to ask for the missing dinar from the man who was makadosher with a mana and only had 99 dinarim, passed a desperate borrower looking for his loan money he lost there before any of it had been spent, and was approached by the man's lender who wanted to be makadosher with the shtar chov, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that one who is makadosh with a shtar chov, a document of debt, Rav Meir says it's effective, and the Chachamim say it's not. The Gemara initially suggests it's the shtar of her debt, and they argue about kedushin made through forgiving her loan. The Gemara then says that the shtar is for someone else's debt, and he's marrying her by enabling her to collect that debt. Four explanations are given for the machlokas. Daf Mem Ches. So the Siman Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. Now brainiac, that must be learned Daf Mem Ches. That brainiac craftsman who initially didn't know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, which reminds us of Braisa discusses a woman who handed gold to a craftsman and said, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with this, and in return I'll become married to you. Rabbi Meir says she is married as soon as he makes them and gives them to her. But the Chachamim say, as the Gemara explains, that she is only married if he gives her other money, but this jewelry would not affect Kedushin. So the brainiac craftsman, who initially did not know how to react when a woman came to a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid. Which reminds us, the final interpretation of the machlokas is a case where the jeweler added a gemstone of his own to the jewelry he was fashioning. This is likened to another machlokas when one gives both a loan and a pruta for kedushin. Is the woman's mind on the loan, not the pruta, so the kedushin is invalid, or is her mind on the pruta, so the kedushin is valid? So the brainiac craftsman, who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mekadesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey. Which reminds us, the next mission states, the one who says, be married to me with this cup of wine, and it was later found out to be honey, not wine, or the reverse. Or he offered her a gold dinar and it was discovered to be silver, or the reverse, or he married her on condition he's wealthy and he turned out to be poor, or the reverse, the kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, Imhita l'shevach mekudeshes. If he misled her to her benefit, she is married. So once again, that brainiac craftsman who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mekudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mekadesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey. Daf Mem Tes. So the Siman Daf Mem Tes relates to meat and we use a butcher. So here goes. When the butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. When the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was makadosh a woman on condition he was a levi, when in fact He was a Kohen, which reminds us, Ula said that the Malchokas of the Mishnah regarding a woman who receives something of greater value than what she agreed to accept for Kedushin only pertains to a monetary advantage, of a Beshevach Yuchsin, but where the mistake concerns an advantage in lineage, Dibre Kohen Mukadesh, as everyone agrees she's not married because she may say, a shoe which is too big for my foot, I don't need, meaning she may not want a husband of greater stature. An example of this would be a man who marries a woman on condition that he's a Levi, and he's really a Kohen. So when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was Mekadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be Mekadosh on condition he was a Tzadik Chacham Gibor Nashur, which reminds us, a Braisa lists numerous terms that a man may say about himself in a condition to condition, and defines him, such as saying to a woman that he's marrying her on condition that he's a Chacham Gibor Asher or Tzadik. So when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was Mekadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be Mekadosh on condition he was a Tzadik Chacham Gibor and Asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell, which reminds us. The Gemara lists 14 traits and notes that 9/10 of each trait descended to a particular group or land. It begins, Asar Kabin Chochma Yardu Olam, 10 measures of wisdom descended to the world. Eretz Yisrael took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. 10 measures of beauty descended to the world. Yerushalayim took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. So once again, when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was Mekadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be Mekadosh on condition he was a Tzadik Chacham Gibor and Asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step to discuss what the din is if a man is Mekadosh a woman on condition that he's a Chacham or a Tzadik or a Gibor or an Asher? That's on daf. Memtas. Good. Number 2. Which of the rule that when one is Mekadosh two sisters simultaneously, neither Kedushin is effective since Kol She'enu Bazeh Achazeh Afilu Basach Has Eino? That's on Daf. None. Good. Number 3. Which step is the case where a woman hands a jeweler some gold and tells him to make her a ring and she'll become Mekudeshes to him? That's on Daf. Memchas. Good. Number 4. Which of the when the man cannot retract the sale of his possessions when he's prevented from going to Eretz Yisrael because Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim? That's on Dav. None. Good. Number 5. Which step would you discuss if an unspent loan belongs to the lender or borrower? That's on Dav. Memzayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the when the man who's Mekadosh a woman on condition that he's a Levi and in fact he's a Kohen, the Kedushin is invalid because Shevach Yuchsin Ein Mekudeshes? That's on Dav. Memtas. Good. Number 7. Which step do you discuss if a woman is embarrassed to demand the final dinar of a mana that was given as Kedushin? That's on Dav. Memzayin. Good. Number 8. Which step do you discuss what the din is if a man is Mekadosh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey? That's on Dav. Memchas. Good. Number 9. Which step do you discuss when we're concerned about Sivronos, that someone sent bridal gifts as a form of Kedushin? That's on Dav. None. Good. And number 10. Which of the one of the 10 Kabin of Chachma came to the world and Eretz Yisrael took 9 of them? That's on Dav. Memtas. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.